Now, what about in a herd of sheep, what did you call the male?
Buck.
And the female?
Well, I was calling it female.
How'd you call them when they were out in the woods, when you wanted them to come? Did you have a way of calling them?
Well, I never had a way of calling, but I began to say, yeah, call back to our city, you know. But I never had it.
Yeah. What about your horses?
Horses what?
To get them in from the field.
Just listen for the call. I said, never had a horse over there. He could be for doing that church or something, afraid of that. He hear that? Man, he ran over us and come so fast. I swear to God. Well, I said, well, you're chilling, you know? Yeah, where he used to just pop the boot. Pow! Man, he looked to see a boy, he called head over here. Well, I said, well, you're chilling, you know? Yeah, chilling like that.
What did you say to a horse when you wanted to get him up to a wagon?
Come on over here. Get over here. Back over here. Do something.
To a buggy, you say? To get him in, back him into a buggy, you say?
Back here. Back up here. That's what I said to him.
When you were in the field, what would you say to him when you wanted to go? Or
get up there, sir. Put, get up there.
Okay, or stop?
Yeah, whoa.
Pull on the
line. Hold. Whoa. He stopped. If some of them, you tell them like that, if you be right, they say, ho, stop too quick. If you didn't hold yourself. And cool, I had a bear like that. I'll tell you about this thing. I had a bear like that. You build that horse, you used to come up there and get cattle. They couldn't get about the field. So I'd be working. I was working for that bear. I'll tell you about the Sergeant LeBlanc. He said, well, you can't get up. He said, well, go get good for you, you know. I said, well, yeah, I'll get up on the river road. All the pine trees, all around there. There were cows there, what people supped or water. They tried to get up on the creek. So they couldn't get me. I gave him that gray bear. I had a gray horse. I saw a gray horse down there. I gave that horse there. And he just see a car standing out. I was, boy. I mean, you couldn't hold it. You have stiff bit on them too, one of them stiff bits, you know, you pull it like that, it twist up no more. I had one of them boys, bad ass horses, and I'd be just a red on it. Anyway, I can't go, you right behind him. Right behind him, man. You, if you won't catch him, you would eat him, you catch him, because he'd be right there with him. And careful, start to go across, go in the water, go in the bayou, he'd be there with him, you got still with him. You had to, you couldn't hold him, you tried, but you, couldn't hold it, I'd be holding it. But boy, he, that horse was something. And a good horse for cows, he was a good horse for cows. I learned it right there. I learned it right there like that.
Did you ride a lot?
Oh yeah, I ride. I used to ride, Drake. But one day I ride it back here. They had some cows that had a fence. But I didn't see the fence, it was bad, them old cows were too long, they were tipping back. You know, you had to tip them in the tip back. But he was trying to get him in there, he couldn't get him in there.
Didn't that, yeah.
Yeah, so first said, Kofi said, can't you get that guy? I said, yeah, I'm going to be there. So I got behind me on that horse. Man, down the woods he had been. There were briars and bushes and thorn trees. That old horse was going, man, I'm holding it. And he ran up the kind of a fence like. Man, he ran up the fence. And he went through the fence, and I still on the horse, and he pulled it off. I went off the back, and I took the glove. Boom! And he stopped. He stopped like right over there. Well, I said, oh, no. And he crippled me. I said, thank you for too. Well, I wasn't crippled. I got up, I got back on him, I said, in here, through the woods, behind that car. Well, we finally got it back to the gym bench.